So one of the delights and one of the difficulties of studying the Talmud is that it's associative, by which I mean the Talmud works as follows. It doesn't work in an outline order, A, B, C, D. Rather, some rabbi will mention something and another rabbi will say, oh, you know, that reminds me of a story. And a third rabbi will say, you know, that story reminds me of a point and you have to follow it. And by the time you get to the end of the story, you forgot where you started. I bring this up because the very beginning of our parsha this morning is when Jacob has this dream about ladders. And so that immediately reminds the Talmud of a story about Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta that, as you will hear, at the beginning sounds like it has nothing to do with ladders, but at the end it does. The story is that a Roman woman once came up to Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta and said, is it true that your God made the world in 6 days? To which he said, yes, 6 days. The woman said, so what's he been doing since then? Which is a good question, after all. So this is how Rabbi Yossi answered. He said to her, since then, he's been pairing off men and women. And she said, that's not a job for a god. Anyone can do that. I can pair off men and women. Rabbi Yossi said, try it. So she goes into the marketplace and she says, you, I think, should go with you, and you should go with you, and you should go with you, and she pairs off all these men and women. And the next day she comes back and she discovers that they're all screaming at each other and fighting with each other and running away from each other, and she comes to Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta and she says, you're right, this needs divine intervention to successfully pair men and women. And he said, actually, we've learned that God said it's harder to successfully pair a man and a woman than it is to split the Red Sea. So what does all this have to do with ladders? Well, apparently Rabbi Yossi wasn't satisfied with that answer, because then at the end of this whole story, he gave her another answer. And he said, really what I want to tell you is what God has been spending his time doing since the end of creation is building ladders. For some to ascend, to go up, and others to descend, to go down. In other words, what God does in the world is continue, he doesn't mean literally building ladders, he means that God continually provides opportunities for human beings to grow or to descend, to become lesser or greater, to become better or worse, because that's really the theme of Jacob's dream with the ladder. Right. In fact, the rabbis compare Jacob's dream and Pharaoh's dream. Remember what Pharaoh's dream was about 7 fat cows and 7 thin cows? They say, yes, you remember. There you go. They say Pharaoh's dream was about material and the world, whereas Jacob's dream was about spirit and soul. And that idea that God actually spends God's time, let's not say his time, but God's time building ladders, and that if you look in the world, you will constantly see ladders. In other words, opportunities to grow or opportunities to lesser, to be less than you could be. That idea actually seems a worthy idea for God, a worthy idea for the world, and certainly an important idea for our own souls. So by this chain of association, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta got us to ladders and to soul growth and to our Haftorah for this morning. So let's invite everybody.